What's going on, everyone? This is the Fantasy Playbook Podcast. My name is Kyle Yates, and I'm your host, and I can be found on Twitter at KyleYNFL. We freaking made it. I did not think we would get here, but we actually made it to week one of the 2022 NFL regular season, and I'd say about 95% of drafts are officially behind us. That means that it is time to get ready for 17 straight weeks of lineup decisions, waiver wire claims, and tilting way too much over our fantasy football rosters. I've got a good show for you guys here today as we bridge the gap leading into Thursday Night Football, taking a look at the major questions that I'm asking leading into week one that have significant fantasy ramifications. As always, we'll get to the latest news too to make sure that you are well informed, but I wanted to take a quick second to go over the schedule for the season so that way you all know what to expect from the podcast. Mondays are going to be a waiver wire show. All of the podcasts are going to be recorded in the morning so that way you can get those by early afternoon and get the information that you need in time. Wednesday will be a trade targets and listener mailbag episode. You'll be able to submit questions for those episodes in the premium Discord. So if you're not a part of the community there, make sure to join by clicking the link directly in your podcast show notes. Thursday will be a start sit episode that will come out in plenty of time for you to make decisions on players that are in the Thursday night game. And that will be what you will find here from the podcast in year one. On top of the podcast offering though, you're going to want to be in the Discord community because of everything else you'll find. Tuesday will be a Discord stages in the evenings to catch any last-minute waiver wire updates, and Friday will be another Discord stages to catch injury news and to answer more of your start-sit questions. And then Sunday morning, I will be in the premium Discord all morning long answering your start-sit questions. And on top of all of that, you'll find me taking a break from Discord to hop on YouTube Sunday mornings to answer more of your start-sit questions. Saying all that out loud makes me think that I'm going to be very busy this season, and I absolutely love it. I mentioned the premium Discord, but there's also some key offerings for users in the Pro Bowl or All Pro tiers of the site. For $10 a month, you'll get all of my weekly rankings and also premium projections. This is where I go through and do projections for every single fantasy relevant player each week, and you get to see the entire process. So if you're stuck deciding between two players, this is going to be a key resource for you. Additionally, All Pro members of the site have access to an exclusive channel within the Discord, and this is my main priority. So if you want me right by your side all season long, helping you make lineup decisions, trades, waiver wire claims, this is something you'll want to check out. You can find all of that at theffplaybook.com/memberships. And again, that link is in your podcast show notes. All right, enough of the housekeeping stuff. Let's get into the latest news here presented by Sleeper. Download the Sleeper app to stay up to date on all the latest and breaking news from around the NFL. Trust me, you are going to need it this season. You can also find the link for that in your podcast show notes. ESPN's Jordan Reynon reports that wide receiver Kenny Galladay has, quote, been running routes this summer with the stiffness of a mannequin. I don't really have much of a takeaway there, but I just absolutely love the headline. Miles Sanders resumed practicing on Thursday. Jalen Waddle returned to practice on Monday. In a draft I was in this past weekend, Waddle fell to the fifth round. So if you got him at a discount and he's ready to roll in week one, you could be in a really good spot this season. The Philadelphia Eagles claimed running back Trey Sermon off of waivers from the 49ers. This is unlikely to translate to a significant opportunity for Sermon at any point in 2022, but he's finally away from Kyle Shanahan, and that could finally lead to good things. He's not worth adding just yet, but just keep an eye on him as the season progresses. The Texans signed tight end OJ Howard. This doesn't put Howard onto the redraft radar just yet, but it does eliminate any sort of hype or hope for Brevin Jordan later on. Just avoid this tight end room for the time being. A few injury updates here. Irv Smith is expected to play in week one. Rams coach Sean McVay said Cam Akers and Daryl Henderson are, quote, good to go. Russell Gage is on track to play in week one. Chris Godwin was seen Monday practicing without a knee brace. And Packers beat reporter Tom Silverstein reports head coach Matt LaFleur was, quote, non-committal on Alan Lazard's status for week one. I had not seen anything on this up to this point. Lazard's been dealing with an undisclosed injury and might not be ready to suit up here for week one. We'll continue to monitor and provide more information, but this is certainly worth monitoring if you drafted Aaron Rodgers as presumed number one wide receiver. Jaguars head coach Doug Peterson told reporters that James Robinson will be active for week one against the Commanders. You're not playing him just yet, but this is absolutely incredible for a player who tore his Achilles not that long ago. Cardinals coach Cliff Kingsbury said Zach Ertz will be, quote, day-to-day for week one. If you drafted Ertz this year, it might be wise to start making a backup plan and seeing who's out there on your waiver wire. Hayden Hurst is available in the vast majority of leagues, and he's a decent pivot option in week one. And finally, Van Jefferson, the wide receiver for the Los Angeles Rams, did not practice on Monday. That was the latest news presented by Sleeper. Download the Sleeper app today with the link directly in your podcast show notes to stay up to date on all the latest and breaking news. Do you think you're one of the best at fantasy football? It's time to challenge yourself this year by going over to Dynasty Owner. Dynasty Owner is the new way to play fantasy football with real NFL salaries, adding the strategy of running an actual franchise. Dynasty Owner provides a unique and challenging experience that will test your skills as an owner and general manager. You will have complete control over your team's future. You can build through the draft, make trades, sign free agents, and manage your team's salary cap. Can you create a dynasty of champions? Sign up now at dynastyowner.com and get started on building your dynasty. Use promo code PLAYBOOK for $10 off of your next team. Again, that's promo code PLAYBOOK for $10 off of your next team at dynastyowner.com. Let's talk some burning fantasy football questions that I have heading into week one. It's been a long offseason, and there were some situations that we got clarity on and questions that I had that were answered over the past several months. However, with week one here now, there are still a few situations that I need to know how they play out that have huge fantasy football ramifications. Let's take a look at my top 10 questions and work our way from 10 down to 1. Number 10, who's the starting running back for Atlanta? This entire offseason has been spent talking about Tyler Allgeier in Atlanta and his opportunity to take advantage of a weak running back room. Cordarrelle Patterson obviously burst onto the scene last year and showcased his versatility, but he really fell off over the second half of the year as the workload caught up to him. Meanwhile, Damian Williams has just been chilling in this offense all offseason, looking like the starting running back, and no one's cared. We know that Williams isn't a superstar by any stretch of the imagination, but if he is indeed the starting running back for a team that's going to need to run the ball a lot to take pressure off of Marcus Mariota, Williams could see plenty of volume. We'll find out here in week one who the starting option is, but don't be surprised if Damian Williams is one of the hottest waiver wire ads at this time next week. Number 9, what's the snap count breakdown with all the Bucs wide receivers? I can't tell you how many times I have changed my projections for this Bucs wide receiver room over this offseason. There's been so many injury question marks surrounding a lot of these players, plus the retirement of Rob Gronkowski and then the addition of Julio Jones. It's been a nightmare to keep up with. As we are just days away now from the Bucs playing, I want to know what the snap count looks like with potentially all four of these wide receivers healthy. Mike Evans is going to be safe, we know that. However, Chris Godwin might actually be out there in week one. Russell Gage appears like he's going to be back from his hamstring injury. And Julio Jones wasn't brought in just to completely ride the bench. Which one of these four players is going to be the number four? I predict that it's going to be Julio, but this is a situation I'm going to be watching here in week one to see how it all plays out. Number 8, who does Russell Wilson favor in the Denver receiving core? The storylines for Denver this season to the Rams last season are uncanny. A future Hall of Fame quarterback changing teams that has two incredibly talented wide receivers to throw to, both who are going essentially back-to-back in ADP, and we don't know which one's going to have the better season for fantasy football. All reports currently are signaling that it's going to be Cortland Sutton, but we'll never know until we see it play out on the field. In a matchup against Seattle right out of the gate, we could see one of these wide receivers put up a ridiculous performance, and we could be having a very different conversation at this time next week about how to value Jerry Jeudy or Sutton if we get clarity on this question. Number 7, what does Amon-Ra St. Brown's target share look like when everyone's healthy? Last season, St. Brown literally won people fantasy championships with how productive he was down the stretch. It's important to remember, though, that he did this while essentially being the only show in town with DeAndre Swift and TJ Hawkinson both in and out of the lineup. ADP this offseason signaled that fantasy managers weren't all that concerned about the competition he has for targets now in 2022, as he was going off the board as a low-end wide receiver too in some places, and that has me concerned. I don't see St. Brown living up to those expectations when Jamal Williams, Hawkinson, Swift, DJ Chark, and then of course Jameson Williams are all healthy. But will I be wrong? Is the connection with Jared Goff and St. Brown just too much and he dominates the target share? We'll find out soon enough, and that will tell us how to value the Lions' receiving weapons moving forward. Number 6, who is the RB2 in Kansas City? About 3 weeks ago, this seemed like an easy answer, right? Isaiah Pacheco. However, right now, I have absolutely zero clue which one of Pacheco, Jerick McKinnon, or Ronald Jones is going to trot out there as the second option behind Clyde Edwards-Helaire in week one. That role will have value, and that player will need to be rostered everywhere, but it's a complete guessing game right now as to who it will be. We need to know the answer to this and then react accordingly. Number 5, is Treylon Burks actually starting in Tennessee? Did we do it again? Did we really do this all over again this offseason with Burks like we did with Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase? Some offseason storyline that emerges and results in a supremely talented and highly drafted wide receiver falling down draft boards. Now, Burks is a slightly different case because he truly had red flags all over him with what we typically look for in preseason usage, but the talent level is still stupid. If the preseason usage really was all about just getting him extra game reps because of a slow ramp up in the spring and early summer, fantasy managers that grab Burks late in drafts are going to look like geniuses. Or was it all legitimate and Nick Westbrook-Ikhine is really out there as the wide receiver 2 in week 1 and Burks barely sees the field? This is going to be one of the things I'm watching for immediately as soon as the Titans take the field for the first time on offense. Number 4, what does the Saints offense look like after Sean Payton? On a recent podcast episode with Danny Kelly, I talked about the Saints offense and how if they're actually a top 10 offensive unit this year, there are going to be some insane steals and drafts this year from this team. We've seen what Jameis can be from a fantasy standpoint in the past and how he can support multiple weapons, but it all comes down to the passing volume and whether or not he's allowed to open things up. Sean Payton kept the reins on him last season. Does that change in 2022? Number 3, who is the RB2 in Arizona? This isn't just because I have a bet with Laquan Jones on whether it's Eno Benjamin or Darrell Williams. This role is going to be incredibly valuable for fantasy football, and we simply just don't know which player it's going to be right now. Whichever one it is, though, is going to absolutely be one of the top waiver wire pickups for me after week 1, because this role might provide standalone value if they see around what Chase Edmonds did last year. Plus the upside if James Conner were to miss time yet again with an injury. Number 2, what does the New England offense look like? Last time we saw the Patriots on the field, outside of this preseason, Josh McDaniels was the offensive coordinator and this offense was cooking. Now McDaniels is the head coach in Las Vegas and every beat reporter for the Patriots is preparing the people for a rough performance from this unit in 2022. How effective is this run game? Will the offensive line take a step back this season? Will Mac Jones build off a solid rookie campaign? Does this concern for the state of the offense carry over to the pass catchers and their potential production? There are way more questions than answers right now, but we're going to find out pretty quickly what an offense led by Matt Patricia is going to look like. And I'm scared. Number 1, what's the offensive game plan from the Eagles? To begin last year, we saw Nick Sirianni be one of the most pass-happy head coaches in the entire league, and it didn't work due to personnel, so we pulled back and leaned on the ground game, and the Eagles started winning. It probably would have been easy for the Eagles to stick with that philosophy this offseason, invest in trying to make that work, and just go into this season with that plan. Instead, they went out and acquired one of the best pass-catching weapons in the entire league in A.J. Brown to help make life easier on Jalen Hurts. Does that mean, though, that the Eagles are going to return to a pass-happy philosophy? If so, where you got A.J. Brown is going to look ridiculous very quickly. Or did they bring in Brown to still make life easier on Hurts, but maintain the run-first approach? This is absolutely going to be the main thing I'm watching and wondering about as Week 1 moves along because the fantasy ramifications of it are insane. There you have it, my 10 questions that I'm asking heading into week 1 of the 2022 NFL season. Make sure to jump into the free Discord if you have not done so already and get your fantasy football questions answered by myself or the awesome community of over 875 other people. If you want premium content this football season, I've got it for you over at theffplaybook.com/memberships. Make sure to check out everything you can find on the site and jump in and help support the show. I greatly appreciate each and every person listening to the show, watching the videos over on YouTube, and allowing me to continue doing this. Let's go win some fantasy championships this season. That'll do it. I'm Kyle Yates. This is the Fantasy Playbook Podcast, and I'll see you next time.